This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Somalia today, there has been heavy bloodshed in the capital, Mogadishu. At least 76 and as many as 90 or more people were killed when a huge vehicle bomb exploded at a busy intersection during the morning rush hour. Scores were wounded. Witnesses say the blast occurred at a security checkpoint near an office where Somali drivers pay their road taxes. Among the dead, a number of children. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the al-Qaeda-linked terror group al-Shabaab has carried out similar attacks in the past. United Nations experts say al-Shabaab is capable of making its own explosives and using them as weapons of choice. A Taliban force today assaulted an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gun attack happened in Helmand province, where most districts are Taliban-controlled. An insurgent spokesman claimed Taliban fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The insurgents this week have carried out repeated attacks against government forces in different provinces, inflicting dozens of casualties. An attack in Kunduz province Monday killed a U.S. Special Forces member. All this despite an on-again, off-again peace process with the United States aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. The wreckage of a tour helicopter has been found off the coast of Kauai in the U.S. state of Hawaii. A fire department battalion chief says remains have also been recovered.
The passenger manifest confirms 7 individuals were on board the aircraft, and we have recovered 6 sets of remains. There are no indications of survivors.
The U.S. Coast Guard said steep terrain, low visibility, choppy seas, and rain had complicated the search operation. Kauai is Hawaii's 4th largest island, known for its sharp mountain peaks, jagged cliffs, and tropical rainforests. To stay up to date on all the news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.